All right. We're talking right now to Jimmy Siapo Mosca, and she's the VP of Rehab Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. They also have a practice down at Bradenton at the IMG Academy, so they're not far away. So, Jimmy, when people go into a physical therapy practice, do you find that certain physical therapists are specialized or experts in certain areas?
You know, definitely. I mean, there are practices out there that are general. And then there's practices that are designed to take care of certain things, and the therapist has decided that they want a niche practice. And that could be geriatrics. It could be spine. Spine is a big specialty where the practice really focuses on the spine. Sports medicine is another big one where they really focus on athletes and recreational athletes, warrior, you know, weekend warrior type people. So I think knowing what type of person you are and what your goals are for therapy, it's important to find not only a facility, but a therapist that's trained to do what you want. For the older population, you know, vestibular training is very important for balance. There are certain therapists that are very skilled in that. It's another specialized training. So I think it just depends on how severe your injury is, what's happened. Hand therapy is another big one. So I think it just depends.
Right. Now, I've had friends that have gone through physical therapy that don't pay attention to their physical therapist. And how important is it to really finish out the total protocol? Because some people think, oh, I'm done in a week or two. I'll just do all these exercises. They don't really realize that the exercises get harder and throughout the process, right, to strengthen everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you know, sometimes strengthening exercises are really highly indicated, but I think what's most important is the patient really needs to buy in, because it really is a partnership. And if you go for therapy, you know, twice a week, let's just say for 3 or 4 weeks, it's, and even if you're there an hour each time, it's the other 23 hours of the day and the other days of the week that you're not there that are really important. And yes, you're right, depending on your injury and depending on if it was surgical or non-surgical or how involved it is, therapy is a progression, and they may start you out more slowly and then they build upon your success.
Right.
So the goals that you set for yourself and the goals you set with your therapist are very important.
And you got to do your homework, right?
And you have to do your homework, like in everything in life.
So I mean, that it's really, people don't realize that they, you know, when each time I've gone, they send me home with the pieces of paper each week and they say, here's what you got to do. This is what we expect you to do, like 3 or 4 days or each day. Make sure you do this for 10 or 15 minutes. And I mean, I have a friend that's going through a major knee problem right now because I begged him. I said, I sent him to my doctor. He had knee surgery and he didn't go to physical therapy. And I'm like, you're going to have a problem, and now he's got to get his third surgery now.
Right. So that you're talking, right, you're talking about patient compliance.
Right.
And the follow-through. And that, again, that's so important. You know, the relationship that the therapist and the patient can develop, because getting patient buy-in is very important. The patient really has to believe in the therapist, and the patient has to believe that together they're going to get better, and they have to understand that they have a role in it also. They need to be an active participant. Therapy is not a passive sport.
So now, if something hurts, you know, a lot of patients are afraid to speak up. They think whatever's happening is supposed to happen. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But if something hurts during physical therapy or there's a lot of discomfort, should you speak up typically?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The old age, no pain is no gain, is really passe. That
right.
is typically, pain is an indicator that something's not right.
So right. People, and there's going to be, but there's going to be a certain amount of discomfort.
There can be discomfort. There
right.
can be soreness. It can feel like a stretch. But pain, no. People should
right.
not be in pain.
So typically, definitely speak up to your therapist.
You should not be in pain. And you should communicate, you know, things that are a partnership, you need to be communicating. So the therapist should be definitely asking the patient as the treatment's going on, depending on what they're doing. How are you feeling? Does this hurt? What type of pain are you feeling? Is it a stretch? Is it a burn? You know,
right.
talk to me. I mean, because you have to gear your treatment to the way the patient is, you know, receiving it. It's not one size fits all. It's right. got to be very customized and individualized, and pain is very personal. So what I right. may think is not a lot of pain, you know, you may think is a, you know, a killer for pain. So
right.
you have to really be careful with that, because if you trigger too much pain, you can trigger sometimes more swelling. It's just not a good cycle to get into.
I like it. Jamie, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to tell people where to find you. It's hss.edu is their website. They have a practice down in Bradenton, a few others on the East Coast, and all the way up in New York. Pleasure talking to you. Tell Nick, if you see him, tell him Todd from Tennis Life says hello.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much.